Gift Grub.
Every day on Today FM.
The gift that keeps on giving.
Fianna Fáil now are, I just checked it out there, it is 100 years. So they're celebrating 100 years this weekend. They're having a bit of an Ardesh and a bit of a meeting and a gathering and a celebration and a look back and a look forward and all that kind of business. One of the main men in Fianna Fáil is on the line and he's been with them for ages. Willie O'D. How are you, Willie? Happy, happy 100th birthday.
100 years of Fianna Fáil, Ian. Isn't there something magical about that sentence?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, just like it rolls off the tongue, isn't it? It makes you want another 100 years, 200 years, 300 years of
Fianna Fáil. Bring it on.
It's a great achievement, and we're going to be celebrating all the greats this weekend.
Okay, like De Valera, for example.
De Valera, yeah, he would have been a great man, all right. He would have been, I suppose, if we were a team. He would have been the Alex Ferguson of Fianna Fáil.
Right.
You know, the squeaky bum time and all. He managed to get a lot of extra time himself, Fergie time, I suppose, De Valera time there in the early 70s. But he went on and on and on. But there's La Masse, I suppose, would have been another.
Charlie Haughey,
I suppose, would have been, I suppose, the Eric Cantona of the team, you know, the Mercurial, you know. You wouldn't really know what he'd be saying half the time, you know, speaking in riddles. But then, you know, the next thing you know, you'd be getting a kung fu kick to the head. You know, that kind of thing. You know, you'd come out of the blue kind of thing.
Exactly.
You know?
Bertie, of course. Brian Cowan.
Brian Cowan had a difficult time. You know, if this is a game of snooker now, Brian Cowan came to the table, all the balls were on the cushions. And he was snookered behind the black on all of them anyway, and even inside the angle of the snooker table there, in one of them pockets there, hiding behind. He had no chance at all.
Yeah.
But apart from Brian Cowan, I think it's been a glorious run for Fianna Fáil.
Yeah,
you know,
exactly.
I mean, glory.
What about Jim Gavin?
Yeah, geez, you're giving me a tough time here now, Ian. I suppose Jim Gavin was a bit of a Stephen Kenny, you know. It seemed like a good idea at the time, you know. But then it kind of went pear-shaped, and I suppose with Jim Gavin, we had a bit of a Macedonia with that, you know. But it's 100 years, Ian. I mean, Jim Gavin was only a few days, but 100 years, you know, the whole thing. So.
Okay, well, thank you.
We're delighted with how it worked out.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much, Willie, for that. And happy 100th. Enjoy yourself.
Thanks, Ian.
Now, you mentioned, Bertie was mentioned there. He's on the line as well in Drumcondra. How are you, Bertie?
100 years. I've been around for 72 of them anyway, so nearly 75% of the 100 years that work. I suppose it's a great legacy. Yeah. I don't know if you can call it a legacy. But
yeah, listen, can I just ask you one thing, kind of up-to-date thing here. What's this business about the Congo? What were you saying there about people from the Congo? I just heard the
look. I've no problem with the people from the Congo. I've no issue with the Congo. Some of the nicest people I've met are from the Congo and on the outskirts of the Congo as well, and in the surrounding the Congo areas. But that recording wasn't even talking about. I wasn't even talking about the Congo on the recording.
You weren't talking about. Well, anybody. Oh, where are you talking about?
The recording was very bad and the quality was very bad. I don't know what kind of a phone she was using, but the sound quality wasn't very good. And if you listen to it closely, you can hear I'm talking about the conga.
The conga?
The dance.
Oh.
The dance. So, do you know the dance? Do you know the conga?
Yeah.
Come on and do the conga. Come on. There was an ad years ago. There was a 50-50 cashback. And the 50, I don't know if anybody did get any cashback, but that was during Fine Gael time anyway. Yeah. They were in power. But I was saying it was difficult. I had a difficulty with people coming up to me asking me to do the conga.
Right.
So people would be. So I had difficulty doing the conga. People are in a line. Right. And it's like. I don't know what's happened there, but
they're back now,
yeah. But there'll be people coming up to you going to do the conga, and I've no issue with the Congo. There's actually two Congos, would you believe? The Republic of Congo and the Democratic Republic of Congo. They're on the border of each other.
Yeah.
I'm not saying that the Republic of Congo isn't democratic.
Thanks very much.
I have no problem in doing it.
Gift Grub.
Every day on Today FM.
The gift that keeps on giving.